Tuesday afternoon, and it's All Things Considered here on NPR News. I'm Tom Cran in the Twin Cities. Good afternoon. We're going to talk to a doctor now who put his arm where his doubts were. Dr. Nathan Chomolo says he was skeptical about some aspects of the COVID-19 vaccine. And he says that people of color have reason to distrust the medical world. But when it comes to the COVID vaccine, he decided to jump all in and become a part of a clinical trial. And he's written about this experience for Sahan Journal. And Dr. Chomolo joins us now. It's good to speak with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Happy to be here.
So tell us why you decided to enter a clinical trial when it came to this vaccine.
I think the main thing was I wanted to help be part of the science that reassured our community that the COVID-19 vaccine was properly tested, that it's safe and it's effective, and it's one of the ways we can help protect our community.
Now, to be clear, you're right. You are a firm believer in vaccines of all kinds, especially as a pediatrician, right? But you admit to some reservations going in about this one. Tell me about the reservations you had.
Yeah, and as a pediatrician, I believe firmly that vaccines save lives. But when COVID-19 came along, certainly the time frame with which this vaccine was developed was something that I hadn't seen before, and so I had to do kind of my own research into how did we get at a vaccine so fast? And so I was reassured by what I found when I talked to experts I trusted, did some research, finding that certainly the money was a big part of it, and having just that additional resource to get things in place quicker. The fact that we're in a pandemic and that there's lots of unfortunate active cases around. And so you get to see much quicker if a vaccine is effective or not. And then, third being the technology that was used, and I had to understand and learn a little bit more about the mRNA technology in particular, because that's something that I wasn't taught really in medical school about this specific vaccine technology. And so once I understood these things, and then saw the data that was released during the FDA emergency use authorization approval process, those things all really, reassured me that the vaccine is a really safe bet. It's the best bet we have in this pandemic, and much safer than risking getting COVID-19 itself.
Does going through this experience then give you more credibility when it comes to talking about the vaccine to skeptical patients?
I think so, in the sense that, with the conversations I've had with my patients has been, I have questions about the process and be open about my own hesitancy. I think that's something I've learned in my own practice talking about other vaccines, is that, we have to be human. We have to understand and acknowledge that there's reasons that people have hesitation, and that it's okay for us to have our own hesitation, and then kind of talk people how we worked through that. Inviting people into the conversation is really important, instead of just kind of preaching from a lectern saying that this is best for you, and if you don't do this, you're selfish.
Can you give us an example? Take us inside, let's say, the exam room of what you're able to say to meet objections and build trust about this vaccine with your patients, especially now having gone through the trial.
The patients and parents I've talked to previously are a little surprised to hear that I enrolled in a trial. But I think taking them on that journey, hearing what their concerns are, and then kind of meeting them with, here's what we know, here's what we don't know. I think that's the other thing that we need to kind of acknowledge, particularly around the COVID vaccine, is that we don't know everything, and that's okay. We're learning, but I think what we do know is gives us a fairly strong sense to say that, the vaccine is a much safer bet than risking getting COVID.
Well, Dr. Nathan Chomolo, thank you very much for your perspective on this. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Tom.
Dr. Chomolo is medical director for the state of Minnesota's Medicaid and Minnesota Care programs and practices with Park Nicollet Health and Health Partners.